Underdog Collectibles is an online shop run for collectors by collectors. Join them every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday night as they break new products, talk sports, and hopefully you'll pull a great hit to add to your collection. Visit them at www.udogcollect.com and tell them Wax Pack Hero sent you. Remember, always bet on the underdog. You're listening to the Wax Pack Hero Sports Card Minute, a podcast where we discuss both the hobby and business sides of collecting. I'm your host, Mike Summer, and I want to help you buy, sell, and trade your way into a collection you'll love. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Wax Pack Hero Sports Card Minute. I'm sitting here on Saturday morning about 6 o'clock, drinking a cup of coffee, and thinking about how the NFL season just kicked off Thursday night and the full slate kicks off tomorrow on Sunday afternoon. And I didn't think this was going to happen. I didn't think we were going to get here at this point with the way COVID was throughout the summer. I didn't think there was any way we would get to a normal start for the NFL season. But it is here. I was wrong. And I'm looking forward to watching my Bears play. And I'm just enjoying this time that I've got here before everyone else wakes up to do some card stuff and do some hobby stuff and do a little writing, working on the website, recording this podcast. It's one of my favorite ways to spend time. And time is a topic that I actually brought up if you listened to the last episode with Dr. Beckett. I asked about spending time and how do you value your time. And that's something that I want to dig into a little bit more today. So time is a funny thing. None of us know how much of it we have left. And once a day is gone, there's nothing that we can do to get it back. We all make decisions about how to spend our time. We have work, we have family, we have hobbies, side hustles, sleep, and entertainment are all things that fight for our attention. And they all call out and try to draw us in. You hear that little voice that says, choose me, choose me. The voice that says, you need to make more money, don't you? Or you've worked hard, you deserve just to veg out for a while. Everyone needs a hobby. And that new season of Cobra Kai isn't going to watch itself. For something so limited and in such demand, it's amazing to me how little effort we put in sometimes on valuing our time properly. So my question for today is, how much is your time worth? How much is my time worth? Good question. And it depends. I think we can start with some basics, which are sufficient in some scenarios, but then I want to take it a step further to allow us to maybe go a level deeper in our thinking. The starting place for most conversations about the value of your time is the hourly pay equivalent or the hourly pay rate for whatever you do to earn a living. If you earn the equivalent of $25 an hour in your job, that's a good starting point for what an hour of your time is worth. However, it's only that, a starting point. There's more things that we need to take into consideration if we want to truly make the most of our time. When trying to find the value of your time, I'd suggest we also need to consider a couple other things. The opportunity cost, or what else you could be spending your time on, and the harder to quantify enjoyment value of the activity you're considering. First, let's talk about opportunity cost. So whenever I discuss the idea of buying a collection, especially like this million card collection, and then sort them and list them and sell them on sport lots, it's almost a guarantee that someone will tell me that the effort isn't quote unquote worth my time. I'll answer a question about how much revenue the site generates for me, and then someone will chime in with, yeah, but how much time did you spend on it? After I respond, I frequently hear something that sounds like, well, that's a lot of effort. My time's worth way more than that. Now, it's a valid question about how much time I'm spending on it, but it's a short-sighted response, in my opinion. Is your time really worth more than that? Is it? From a purely financial perspective, I'd suggest that unless you're deciding between another activity which could generate even more money, then no, your time isn't worth more than that. Whether you're talking about mowing yards or selling cards, if your alternative to a money-making activity is to sit on the couch and binge Netflix, then your time is worth less than you think. In reality, it seems more often than not, this is a convenient excuse and a rationalization from some who aren't willing to roll up their sleeves and put in the work necessary to get what they want. Oftentimes, these same individuals who are telling me that something that's generating extra money for me isn't worth my time are the same individuals who are sharing frustrations about how expensive the hobby is and how it, quote unquote, must be nice to be able to afford all those cards. The reality is, if you're willing to put in some work, most collectors could create a self-sustaining hobby through things like buying and selling and creating content. However, if the alternative to selling on sport lots is to work overtime at your job that pays even more, or do another side hustle that's even more lucrative, then yeah, it may not be worth your time to grind out profit selling 25-cent cards to set builders on sport lots. My overall point is you just can't use how much you make at your day job to determine how much an hour of your time is worth for the other 16 hours a day. And you can't use, it's not worth my time as an excuse if you really don't want to do the work. Yeah, Mike, but I don't like doing those types of activities at all. That's another thing that I hear, and that's actually fair. If we're talking about optional activities that aren't required for you to meet your basic needs, then by all means, choose something else to spend your time on. And that brings me to the second thing I want to talk about, enjoyment value. Not every moment can be spent or should be spent working. There's more to life than money. You know, going on a hike with my daughter isn't going to allow me to retire early. And gardening with my wife and canning a whole bunch of fresh salsa and homemade salsa isn't going to pay for that 1968 top set I'm working on. However, those activities, they may not make me any money, but they sure are valuable. Just because you may not make any money from the time that you spend with someone or on some activity, that doesn't mean that your time on that activity doesn't have value. Yes, I know that I just got done saying that some people overvalue your time when considering two activities, but it's also possible to undervalue your time. There's value to time spent relaxing. There is a value to time spent building relationships with friends and family. The time spent sleeping also pays dividends to everything else that you do. So is this the best of both worlds? Honestly, the most challenging part of a conversation about the value of my time spent working on the hobby is the fact that it is the best of both worlds. For me, sports cards are a collision of the financial gain that comes from work and the pure enjoyment that I get from buying, selling, and creating content about cards. I love making money, and I love cards. And even though my hourly, quote unquote, on card activities may not always seem like a lot, I feel like there needs to be some kind of enjoyment premium added on to get a true value for the time that I spend collecting. At the end of the day, it all comes down to achieving a proper balance in how we spend our time and acknowledging that the choices that we make allow us to set that balance. The priorities we set for ourselves and through conversations with our families influence where those lines need to be drawn and which activities provide the most value towards achieving those goals. I think about it this way. You can't complain about not having enough money if at the same time you choose to reject any activity that can make a side income for you. You can't complain about deteriorating relationships with your spouse or other family members if you spend all your time digging through piles of cardboard and posting messages on the blowout forums. And you can't complain about constantly being stressed out if you don't take time to relax. There's a value to everything that we choose to do. And some of those activities have a financial value, some have an enjoyment value, and some, frankly, have no value at all. I want to challenge you to put in the effort to think through these questions and find the balance that's right for you. So how much is your time worth? I started the post by saying it depends. And the good news is that it doesn't have to. You control your time, and with a little effort, you can clearly define the value of time spent on certain activities and the value that it provides to you. And as a wise man once said, that's all I have to say about that. I hope you found that somewhat helpful, thinking about this concept of how much your time is worth. Sometimes it's more than we think, and sometimes it's less than we think. my main overall encouragement is to be intentional about how you spend your time and don't let the quote unquote value of your time serve as an excuse for not doing something that could be very beneficial to you, either financially or in a relationship with a family member or friend. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you like this type of episode. Reach out at waxpackhero@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at TheMikeSummer. And if you find it helpful, let me know. And if you hate it, let me know. I would love for you to leave a rating and review. I would love for you to be able to share the episode and share the show with your friends. Hearing from you means a lot. Well, I think that is going to do it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the download. I really appreciate it. I will catch you next time.